The remains of a U.S. Marine are back home in North Carolina 76 years after he was killed in the Pacific Theater of World War II. Private First Class John Burke was killed in 1943, but his remains were unidentified. That changed this year thanks to an ongoing effort to identify fallen members of the military using DNA technology. WFAE's Dashiell Coleman reports.
As Burke's body arrived at Charlotte Douglas International Airport from Hawaii, his plane was greeted with a water cannon salute. Then, about 15 relatives of Burke's watched from the tarmac as his flag-draped casket was lowered from the plane. Private First Class John Taylor Jack Burke is finally back home in North Carolina, 76 years after he was killed at the Battle of Tarawa.
It seemed almost impossible.
Jill Henderson is Burke's niece. She came from Colorado for the ceremony.
There were almost 1,000 Marines killed in the Battle of Tarawa in 3 days, and he had been missing for such a long time.
Burke was identified using DNA submitted by a family member 6 years ago. Henderson was notified on Memorial Day that he had been identified. Burke died in November 1943, and his remains were kept at the National Cemetery of the Pacific in Hawaii. Burke grew up near Hickory and volunteered for the Marine Corps in 1942 when he was 17.
I think a lot of young men had that same commitment. They believed that it was the right thing to do to serve their country.
Burke's nephew, Tom McNeely of Conover, remembers the day he heard his uncle was going to war. McNeely said he's glad his Uncle Jack is back on his old stomping grounds.
I'm tickled to death that they found him, that I got to be a part of the celebration of bringing him home.
Burke's casket was carried from the plane by a Marine Corps honor guard and given a police escort to Hickory. He will be reburied with full military honors Saturday at Catawba Memorial Park. The service is open to the public. Henderson recalls the last few lines of a poem for those who died at Tarawa.
It says, "Rest, warriors, rest, against the day of journeying forth. Tender hands shall lift thee out to home soil waiting." And that's what we're doing this weekend. We're bringing him home after 76 years.
For WFAE News, I'm Dashiell Coleman in Charlotte.